mentioned most basically of the Tzkios. And the last thing that we pointed out is that Tzkios the Mu'umad in Mosaf, so we have a different way. We follow the minhag of the Beis Yosef here, which is to have the Shvarim and Trua b'shtei Neshimos. So that's a good segue for us to discuss Mosaf of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, the highlight of Mosaf of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Rashi thinks it's already alluded to in the Pesukim, Zichron Trua, Psukei Zichronos, Psukei Shofaros, and we have a tradition that there has to be Malchios. So with them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Elu Malchios. So ideally, the Mishnah states that we should have in Pochus and Me'asara Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. The truth is, you get away with a lot less than that. You can even get away with, let's say, one Pasuk from Divrei Torah in each B'diavad, that there's a lot of different levels of B'diavad, but you can get all the way down to there. There's a little bit of a question as to why we don't follow the order of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, why the Psukim from Tehillim are put before the Psukim from Nevi'im. Some think that that's a function of Malin Bakodesh, but probably the most important discussion that we need to have when it comes to Musaf of Rosh Hashanah has to do with why there's a silent Shmon Esrei of Musaf in Rosh Hashanah altogether. So for the Dodah Mizrach, there's not so much of a question, because their minhag is to blow the shofar in the silent Shmon Esrei, which is the minhag of the Rav as well. For the standard minhag Ashkenaz is to only blow the shofar in the Chazaras Hashat. So why exactly do we even need to have the Tzvila B'lachash? You say, well, what do you mean? Of course you need to have the Tzvila B'lachash. It's an open Gemara Masech to Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that the Shliach Tzibor is only able to be Motzi those who are Einan Bikin, those who don't know how to daven for themselves. So people know how to daven for themselves, so they're present in Shul. They have to daven for themselves. That's why we always have a Tzvila B'lachash. Not so simple. Because when it comes to the Tzvilos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which by definition are rare Tzvilos, the Tzvilos that are Pam Achas B'Shanah, certainly the Tzvilos of Rosh Hashanah with Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, Rov Rishonim think that the Shliach Tzibor is Motzi, even the people who are generally speaking Bikin. That would mean that for the standard Minhag Ashkenaz, there's really no reason to have a Tzvila B'lachas. Why are we davening a private Shmoneh Esrei? To be Choshesh for the Shitas of the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam take the position, interesting, that this idea that the Shliach Tzibor is Motzi, the Bikin Rosh Hashanah, would only be true if they were Ne'anas. But if they could daven, they really should daven for themselves. To be Choshesh for the minority position, and that's why we have the Tzvila B'lachash as well. There's an important halacha to be aware of that does come up if people are not able to make it to shul, which is that you shouldn't daven Musaf within the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah. It's considered to be a time of din, and not so much a time for rachamim. So if you have the koach of the tzibur, so let's say you're davening in a vasikin minyan, so who knows? It could be, I remember when I was a kid, they had something called, it was a breakaway, obviously, nothing to do with COVID. We didn't know about that yet. It was called the microwave minyan. I don't know when exactly they started, but they finished shortly after they start. So this is for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it could be that by the third hour of the day, they were davening Musaf already. But at least they had the koach of the tzibur, some kind of a tzibur as it was. But if a person, let's say, is in the hospital, whatever it is, that they're not able to daven with the tzibur, and Rosh Hashanah, they have to be cognizant of this idea that they should not have Musaf before the third hour of the day, so the minhag would be for them to daven a little bit later, especially an early riser. So that's something that should be taken into account as well. Just one final point to make people aware of, it wasn't the opinion of all of the Rishonim that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros were to be reserved for Mosaf. It's a sheet of the Baal Amor that all of the Tzvilos Hayom really should have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. We obviously don't pass in that way, but it's a very inspirational idea that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros really are the theme of the entire Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Malchios being the most important theme. It's attached to Kedushas Hayom, as we know. But when the Gemara says, Imru Lefanai Malchios, Zichronos, Bameh Shofar, right, the Baal Amor took that to mean that in all of the Tfilos, beginning with Maariv, continuing on with Shofaros, we should always have this triple theme when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and therefore the fact that Hashem is judging us means that we have to present ourselves, our Zichronos, in the best possible light. So Bameh, the shofar. So for the Baal Amor, even if you weren't going to blow the shofar, and all the tefillos, certainly not at night. We already discussed that Yom Trua, Yom Belalila. We don't blow in Shacharis because the Gzeira that the non-Jews would think that we're up to a Milchama, and so we respect that original Gzeira. So even if we're not going to blow the shofar and all the tefillos, the idea that Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros continue to define the day is a very inspirational shita. Even if we don't paskin like that day on the Baal Amor to recite Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, clearly we should have it in mind as the basic theme of the day. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha writes, "Goes Baruch Hu Zakeh Shtrelafika from the Mitzvah Shnemar Adnei Chavei Tzemad Tito Yagdil to Rabbi Adir